We're reading Ephesians chapter 5. We began a new section last time. This is a section that describes our life in Christ, and it equates it or it contrasts it with light. Light is something we think we know a lot about, but let's read this section. It goes from 8 all the way up to verse 14. Apostle Paul says, "Once you were darkness, now you are light. Walk as children of light, because the fruit of the Spirit is in goodness, righteousness, and truth, and is in finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Also, have no fellowship with the unfruitful or unproductive works of darkness, but rather expose them, because it is shameful to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest or are exposed by the light, because whatever makes manifest is light. And so therefore God says, 'Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you the light.'" We looked at the first half of this verse last Sunday, and the first half of this verse seems fairly clear. It says, at one time, before you became Christians, before God saved you, before you were justified and redeemed and made holy, you were darkness. You not only lived in darkness, you not only acted in darkness, the lifestyle that you had, but you actually, as part of your nature, as part of your character, because you are children of Satan, because of that, you are, or you actually were at that time, darkness. There are two types of children in the world. There are children of God, Scripture tells us, and the second group is children of Satan. You can look in the mirror and you can ask yourself the question, which child or whose child are you? My desire and my prayer and from the deepest part of my heart is that nobody here today would be deceived by Satan, who is the father of lies, the author of darkness, into thinking that you are a child of God or a child of the light. In the Bible Hour, we talked a little bit about Isaiah 17:9, where Jeremiah says that the heart is so deceitful that it can fool you, it can deceive you into thinking that you belong to the light, but you actually are not. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says that Satan, he can come and he can present himself as an angel of light, as a disguise. And you might think that it's the light. And so God calls us to know the Scripture and to compare everything we see and everything we hear and everything we see people talking and acting out in their lives, and to compare it against the template and the pattern that we find in Scripture. Remember that Satan, when God first created him, was an angel of light, and his job was to work around and reflect the glory of God around the throne of God, where there is no darkness. First John tells us that God is light, and where God is, where light is, there is absolutely no darkness. Light cannot exist with darkness, and darkness disappears immediately when the light appears. And so, to summarize darkness, the Bible teaches us that God has nothing to do with darkness. If you're a child of Satan, if you're walking in the darkness, you will not make it into heaven, into God's kingdom of light. Secondly, we see that God is light. And so, by definition, if we are His children, if we call ourselves His children, if God is our Father, then our life will manifest the same light that Scripture talks about. People that are in darkness, they are ruled by, their Lord is Satan. People that are in the light, their Lord is Jesus Christ. And so the choice is clear for eternity. One of the descriptions of the lake of fire, and it's a good question that I'm still working on by Inga, is why is there fire in the lake of fire and darkness at the same time? And that's a pretty good question that we need to think about. But darkness represents total separation from God, total annihilation from the light of God. And the people that will spend eternity there will be thinking about the light that is God and the glory that is God and that is part of His light. And there will come a time when the darkness will be so dark. We as humans have a hard time even imagining the darkness of darkness that Jesus called outer darkness. Somewhere out, we don't even know where. But if God created light, he can certainly remove the people that don't want to be part of his kingdom of light, and they will end up in total darkness, separated from God. And the tragedy is that this darkness and this lake of fire was created not for human beings. Human beings were created to have fellowship with God. This place, this horrible place of punishment, was created by God for Satan and for those angels that followed him. But also, God says in his word, anyone that follows Satan will follow him to this place. But positively, Paul says here, he says, but you are no longer darkness. You are light. Think about light. The Bible describes God as light. David in Psalm 27 verse 1 says, you are my light and my salvation. Our salvation is equated and it's united with being in the light. It's one and the same because we are in God. And Paul has many times in Ephesians used the expression that we are in Christ Jesus. Isaiah chapter 60 describes God as being an everlasting light. And one of the hopes we have of going to heaven and being with Jesus for eternity is that we will forever be in this light. Psalm 118, David says, your light is a light to my path, right? So I will not stumble. John 1:9, John, the apostle writing about Jesus, he says, there is a light that came into this world, and I am his testimony and eyewitness about him. Later on in John chapter 8, Jesus, speaking about himself, says, I am that light. John 1:5, God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. So Scripture teaches us in John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21, that although Jesus is light, and although Jesus came into the world as light, men rejected him and instead loved. In Russian, it's a very nice expression. It says, «возлюбили». It's a continuous action. It's not just something they did at one time, but they loved it so much that they rejected the light. John writes, it says, the light came and it lived among us. But we chose our dark ways instead of the light. So Paul says that once you were darkness, now you are light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if we are children of the light, if we are to live God's light, then we belong to God. Matthew chapter 5, after Jesus is finished with the Beatitudes, the attitudes of being, the attitudes of living, how we are to think and speak and live. He says, and now that you know these things, now that you are blessed, now that you are happy, now that you have salvation, now that you are light, don't hide your light under the bed or under a bushel. You know what a bushel was used for? In a useful sense, they stored things in it, usually wheat or flour or something like that. And when it was finished, they would turn it over. Useless at that point. But it couldn't hold anything. But it could hold the light in there. Your bed, you don't put your candle under there, you'll burn your bed down. But you are light. And so Jesus says, therefore, let your light shine so that the world around us would see your light. Not so they would see your light so much as that they, seeing your light, would glorify God. What is the destiny of men? Why were we created by God? Why did God create humanity? Ultimately, it's so that we would come to a position in our life where we know God, and in knowing God and in obeying God, glorify him and bring honor to his name. Our Father who is and who lives in heaven, may your name be made holy in our life or through our life. You know, all the other religions of the world, they talk about the light. They talk about coming to the light. Christianity is the light. And Jesus says, I am the light. And there's no darkness with me. You know, none of the other religions of the world can testify of their leaders that their leader is the light. Buddha is dead in a dead tomb, and so is Muhammad, and so are Confucius and all the other confused theologians out there. I couldn't help but mentioning that name. Jesus is the light. And Jesus is not in the tomb. The tomb is empty because Jesus came out. He's the light. And so Paul says, because you're a light, because you're children of God, now walk as the light. Have nothing to do with darkness. Have nothing to do with the evil hearts and the minds of the people. Instead, Scripture is clear that if we are in the light, we will do what God wants us to do. What is it that God wants us to do? Scripture is always clear. Light and darkness. There's no gray with God. It's always right or wrong, truth or falsehood. You have been taught, Paul says. Now go out and live this way. You are light. What do you need to remember this week? Let your light shine. Amen.